time travel to fun in the 16th century at the Maryland Renaissance Festival. 10 stages, food, pubs, shopping, jousting. Saturday, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday through October 20th. Tickets only online at MarylandRenaissanceFestival.com. Save big on admission through September 8th. If you've never been to the Maryland Renaissance Festival, you don't know what you're missing. There's so much to see and do. It's like a 16th century theme park with shops and pubs, food and games, live jousting, crafts and music, 10 stages with nonstop entertainment. Fun for the whole family. Saturdays, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday through October 20th. Tickets online only at MarylandRenaissanceFestival.com. Save big on admission through September 8th. Near Annapolis, the Maryland Renaissance Festival. Time travel to fun.
Hi, this is The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi, founder of The Complete Herbal Guide. And today I'm very excited because we have Paula Andrea to our show today. And before we begin, I just want to put a shout out to our sponsors today, and it's Resync. And they have two new products that they just launched, and it's Resync Collagen Peptides. Resync Collagen Peptides are really great because it has vitamin C and it has copper in it, and it helps promote tissue growth. And it's very excellent product for muscle soreness and inflammation. So this is something that you might want to try. I've been using it and it's been great results. Also, we have their Resync Recovery, and this is something that you usually take at nighttime or towards the end of the night, and it helps with your blood flow, your circulation. It helps to recover your energy, and it's also great for inflammation. And when you have less inflammation, you have less muscle soreness and less pain. And so it's a great product to use. Both products I've had a lot of positive results with. I've been using it for over a month now, and it's great. So this is something you might want to check out. Now back to my guest, and it's Paula Andrea. She's going to tell us a little about herself and what she does. She has an amazing story, and I think you're going to love what you hear. Paula, take it away.
Hey, Stacey, thank you very much. Paula D'Andrea.
Sorry.
No worries. And I love the Resync product. I've been known in the past as the Reset Expert. So I like that. And also I'm still consider myself in the wellness realm. One of my clients, Gigi, you said you're like a spiritual, mental, emotional trainer coming to the table for whatever needs to be resolved. So we can talk about what's going on with me inside and then turn around and talk to my business. And you're equally adept at both. And also dubbed the consigliere by some of my clients of just being, like you, advisor, and being someone, a confidant of, opening that space, that safe container for somebody to come in and just, be heard, be seen, and have someone get them. And as you go, even at a high level, especially, and when people have a team and so forth, they need that ability to just be in a place that is very objective and open, and allows them just to see the things that possibly they maybe hold back on a little bit, in different areas. And I think we were in general, I would say that's an area that causes a lot of stress for many people in a day-to-day life and business life.
Right.
Hold back a little bit. You're talking about some of the things of, inflammation and, things that are held within the body.
Right.
The product, the Resync is helping to do that. So when you, I'm kind of like the supplement, and then come in with something else of getting people to the space where their body-mind connection becomes stronger, opening up their intuition and allowing, some of the emotion out, things that they've been holding on to in their body, and free up a little bit. And as you free what's in your body, it then starts to free within your mind. So I love that we opened up with, and thank you for the sponsorship too, to Resync, for having me here as well too. that is an area that I have been dealing with, body, mind, spirit, not to be trite, but
right, you
know, that trilogy and just that connection of one feeding the other. I have a program called True North Method, and it really is that, you know, your true north is really that spirit where you're coming up into your highest consciousness. And to be able to do that, to have that level of awareness, to have that level of spirituality and so forth, it's really, you know, being able to go south and get into those emotions that have been maybe
repressed,
suppressed for a little while, or just not acknowledged, or not even knowing that they're there.
Right.
There's a lot of people that, you know, there's, you know, I hear quite often from clients that they weren't able to voice at an earlier age, or, you know, don't do this, don't do that, you know, stop whatever. And it's labeled for them, and it's not really what they're feeling. But then there's that carrying that weight of that for a long time. And then they get to a point and it's just, it doesn't feel good.
Right.
And, you know, it's, for example, it's someone who is, I deal with a lot of power players. I did serve in the fitness field for a while as a fitness trainer, and then moved into coaching and consulting. And, you know, I've always had that level of clientele. It's just naturally a good alignment for me, and just more whom I deal with. But as someone is used to that position, leading and has vision and so forth, to have these small pockets where, you know, they're kind of lost in there. They need a navigator, you know, some navigation through that. You know, it could be a little unsettling to do that. Definitely. And there's a lot of, like, you know, removing of ego to get the help to be able to do that. But I'd say most people that I come into contact have some level of personal development and growth that they've, you know, gone through to be able to get to where they are. I think that, you know, the more that you want to come into that true north arena, the more you have to have that self-reflection and be okay with, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right?
Right. So, oh, definitely.
I'm just acknowledging that, but really, you know, settling those old scores, so to speak, of, you know, emotion, forgiveness of whoever may have been involved in situations of people that caused, you know, whatever. And what happens from that to an unresolved emotion? It bumps up into the body, or it bumps up into the mind.
Right.
So those are, you know, getting into those three areas, seeing where somebody needs, you know, the relief the most, and the ability to just acknowledge it and embrace themselves on different levels is really a lot of what I offer to clientele, that then, you know, frees up like a whole, there's like a whole new person that comes out of that.
Right.
Someone that has been, you know, wanting this for a long time, but, you know, in this space. And when you start to find that harmony within, it really, regardless of whether it's something personal or your business, it just allows you to keep expanding and becoming who you are. And that's the journey that we're on, right?
Oh, as definitely.
Who we are on a daily basis.
Do you find, like, I always feel that our lives take us into a certain pathway and a certain journey, but a lot of times the blockage that you're talking about stems from when we were children. From the moment you come out of your mother's womb, everything affects us in some way. And when you have negative impact, it can develop, you know, and the beginning of blockage, the beginning of repressed emotions. Do you feel when people have blockage in their life, is it mostly unconscious or is it subconscious? Because sometimes people repress emotions and they get to the point where they're so numb, they don't even know how they feel. And that causes them to not excel in life. But then there is that time when you sometimes can take really bad points in your life, and you kind of, your subconscious holds, you know, your unconscious holds on to it, and you don't remember it because it's so traumatic that somehow your brain has blocked it out of your brain, but it's still there, but you're not remembering it, and it is affecting your life. So do you feel, from your own past experiences with clients and even yourself, do you feel a lot of it stems from the unconscious or the subconscious?
You know, I great point, and so I'll speak to that. I think it's both, because what my my experience, so in between, I think I mentioned, so I did fitness training for a while, and in my intermedium of, you know, I was doing coaching at the time.
Yeah.
One area is I realized that, you know, people for weight loss, I definitely thought one of the missing components was adding that in. And so it became a criteria for that if someone had, like, you know, some serious, we were doing that. And then, you know, building on that, and post fitness trainer, I then went into conscious anatomy and became medical intuitive. And I do have that under. So I believe what happens is, first of all, there's a couple of things, and I think we're hearing more about this at this point, is that, you know, DNA, epigenetics, is that there's more and more I keep reading about, you know, when your mother has you in her womb, you've also got the DNA of your grandmother. And so I think that's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, there is, then you can add, so that's already, you're coming in with something.
Right.
It can be generational.
Yes. And
for some people, believe past life. So, you know, whatever it is, but there's definitely, you know, generational, that people suffer greatly and it gets passed through DNA. And so I think that's number one. And then you can add, you know, trauma, if that's something that that happens. And so, as speaking from someone who's been vested in that path of studying mind and body and spirit and developing and so forth, and, you know, studies and what I've been through myself of that, and from a conscious anatomy standpoint, your cells remember.
Yeah.
It's not just a memory of, you know, and I think that's the, what sets me apart and some from other, you know, I do have NLP and hypnotherapy under my belt as well.
Right.
And there's time and place for that. And then there's also
time travel to fun in the 16th century at the Maryland Renaissance Festival. 10 stages, food, pubs, shopping, jousting, Saturday, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday through October 20th. Tickets only online at MarylandRenaissanceFestival.com. Save big on admission through September 8th.
The body that's holding on. So I think really depends on the individual about how it's released. And you're exactly right about what somebody may, you know, just unconsciously. One of the areas of specialty I went out of my fitness training career was within tissue mobility. And, you know, there's a lot that is carried within the body. And
yeah,
when it's unresolved, you're exactly right. Pain, for instance, a lot of people have it. You spoke about inflammation, which causes a tremendous amount of pain.
Yes.
For people, things that they develop, and not taking care of themselves, other things step in. When your body is in a stressed and inflamed place, it invites other things in. I think that's
definitely
the COVID era period, is that it then triggered many of the things within the body because of that. So I think that people go to a workshop, they may work with somebody, they may go to a program, a weekend kind of thing, retreat, whatever, and they have a release, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And mostly a lot of times it's through something like NLP or something generated towards that, or spiritual, or just, you know, something energetic or whatever. And so they mentally, they realize a story, they're trying to figure it out and all that kind of stuff,
right,
which is good. That's part of the journey.
Yeah.
However, what I find the miracle in the magic is that when I'm in a Zoom session with someone, and the association of the mind and the body at the same time, it's like, you know, it's wild.
Yeah.
You physically see somebody change in front of your eyes. And that's where it's at for me, is not just the letting go of the story. And that's part of my program of, you know, getting into those areas so that you
right.
can, because you're exactly right. It's like, I want to have something as simple as someone come in and fill out their medical form.
Right.
Take when, you know, for medical clearance, like when I was training, and there's, you know, and then we're, you know, months down the road, or they just, I had an accident, whatever. And like, I didn't see that on your paperwork. Oh, I forgot about it and whatever. And it's not anything. It's just people are used to living with pain. People, you know, are busy in their lives. They have something happen, then they move forward and so forth. And it's not until something triggers it. And it could be as simple as bending over to pick up a piece of paper.
Right.
For somebody to then experience something in their body that then they're like, oh, and it brings something up. So for me, I would say the answer to that question is both subconscious and unconscious. And depending on the level of what someone has dealt with in their life is what, you know, really makes the difference. And then also what generationally their family may have dealt with.
Right.
So, yeah. So great question. And it's we could go on forever on that. But yeah, as they say, I'm sure maybe you've heard of this, the issue is in the tissues.
Yeah.
And it really is true. So when you're even, you know, using a product, to, you know, help get your body a little bit looser, it opens the playing field. And I think intuitively people know, it's time for me to do a cleanse. It's time for me to address this, you know, my bones really hurt, my joint, whatever. And they seek to do something like, you know, the resync or
right.
something else, or come into, you know, a session with you or me, that they just kind of like, no, it's that there's no perfect timing. But when you are able to sit with yourself and just kind of listen to your body a little bit too, you know, there's different ways that the body responds. Just as I'm speaking, you're nodding, you're in agreement.
Yes. With, mm-hmm.
And so you're more somatic and you're, you know, you respond to things, you know.
Right.
With me, I have a different level of communication. So I think I'm really in tune with my spleen. And if I don't take direction from that, it's yes. Not.
Right.
So if the thought comes without the action, it's over for me.
Right.
Oh, that was a great idea. And get on to that. Otherwise it's, you know, in the ethers.
Exactly.
But I think that's it, is people just like getting used to that a little bit, you know, just, and rather than responding all the time, like, and I know a lot of people are uncomfortable silence.
Yeah.
They feel like they have to say yes right away, all that. Take your time. You know,
yes.
I think it's really one of the biggest explorations for somebody is just that, rather than just, I'll get back to you, and start to notice, you know, what your process is, you know, you'll kind of know, like, is it a yes or a no, but you want to honor yourself and give yourself enough time to respond to it, you know?
Yes, definitely.
Really committing to it. And, you know, is this really a good thing for me? You mm-hmm. know, as I would always teach my clients, you know, in easy, you know, I want somebody to stand in an empowered no or
yes.
enthusiastic yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my greatest intentions for someone, you know, the basics of knowing your body a little bit, knowing what you can do. And when you have time off, when you have an injury, something takes you away from your exercise routine or your meditation or whatever, this is what will help bring you back in. Here's your ABCs of that. And just, you know, start with that.
Right.
And do it. It's like, you know, you don't want to come back from an injury and start, you know, lifting 100 pounds. You want to, you know, first
yeah.
give yourself some mobility, you know, start case of walking and so forth. And then maybe just do machines just to get
exactly.
your body familiar with, you know, applying weight to it again, to doing these type of things. So, you know, you're the same as with your heart, you know,
mm-hmm.
your emotions.
Yes.
You open yourself up, give yourself time to strengthen that.
Yes.
And so a lot of things, you know, get rid of the inner clutter, the drunk monkeys, whatever it applies to,
mm-hmm.
an emotion or your mind or
right.
you know, something in front of you at work or whatever. And then, you know, find out, you know, how much there's a difference between effort and energy.
Yes.
You know, so be in your energy. Then you can start leveraging it in your time and all the rest of your money and different resources. And for someone who has to make snap decisions, you know, someone running their own business, someone, you know, in an executive, you know, even in your day-to-day running your family, you need to, yes, to think on your feet. You got to go with it. And when you, yes, can really, really, I think really what, a lot of what it is too, Stacey, is really getting to know yourself and trusting yourself.
Yes, definitely.
And if there is any, you know, pocket that a lot of people, really reflect on is that, and when we're you know, in our time together, co-creating and you know, what's next and all those type of things, it's getting out of why is this happening to me and what's next. And I do also use EFT, emotional freedom technique. And if you, I do some of the traditional, and then I bring in, you know, my conscious anatomy. So for instance, the setup statement is here, is a karate chop, and you're just tapping in. It's emotional acupuncture. That's all it is. It's okay, giving yourself a charge. The same way you would jump your car battery.
Right.
When you need that reset.
Yes.
And you put the positive and the negative. And there's you know, when you need a little bit more of a positive charge, it, yes, sets in. But there's also time for a negative charge too.
Right.
So it's not to be dismissive of what's happening. It's to know, you know, what you're dealing with.
Exactly.
And be an acknowledgement of it. And be like, okay, and bring it to a more neutral space. And that's really the key, is getting into that neutral space. This can happen. Your emotions are meant to come up. You know, I also did acting too, mm-hmm, at a period of time. I had a coach who explained it really well. It's that your emotions are coming up in a binary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you choose bliss or piss. And I love that analogy because it's true, because, you know, you think of like a 2-year-old that falls on their bottom, right? And
right,
they're like, oh, you know, there's that stunned look. Now, if you're there and you come over and, oh, did you, and you kind of like make it light, they maybe start laughing a little bit. But if somebody comes rushing over, oh my God, you know, what happened? And, you know, then they start to cry because they feel your energy of that.
Right.
And so they associate, oh, I fell, and they cry. You,
yes,
know, supposed to, like, you know, kind of be like, you know, what am I feeling? And some people, you know, your question was earlier, you know, is it something earlier? And sometimes people do get stuck in that space. And not only are they dealing with a trauma, but then they have a big emotion.
Yes.
And then maybe an outside force that then came with it. So now we've got, you know, the molehill that is the mountain. So every time they experience a certain something, that's the reference point.
Right.
Here to here. So we're hearing a lot about that too. We've got a lot of hacks going on in the past few years. And I love the exploration of it. You know, you can go Wim Hof and do the, you know, the cold therapy. You know, there's so much information coming out from that, and how to, what's triggering your nervous system and how to deal with it. And so a lot of what I address with people is getting them to that neutral space of being, right, okay. And so now when, so you're letting go of the mountain, and you're just on that, this is what's happening right now. You know, again, your true north.
Right.
I'm present. I have a level of awareness that I'm dealing with now, not to my past. What I can get from my past is, here's a lesson that, mm-hmm, I can take forward that helps me make a good decision.
Right.
And that's really it, is to be informed. That's
exactly
what, that's your body and your mind coming together.
Time travel to fun in the 16th century at the Maryland Renaissance Festival. 10 stages, food, pubs, shopping, jousting. Saturday, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday through October 20th. Tickets only online at MarylandRenaissanceFestival.com. Save big on admission through September 8th.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I can now make an informed decision, and we're all on the same page. So here's an opportunity. whether it's a response to a situation, a promotion, an engagement, whatever it may be. Heart, are you in it? Mind, can you wrap yourself around it?
Yes. Values,
can you stand in front of me? And beliefs, will you take me forward? And when that's yeses, and you're really standing in that, you know yourself so well on those levels.
Right.
That's magic. That's where, you know, that's where you're creating your reality. That's where, you know, a lot of people talk about law of attraction. You have to create vibration first.
Yes.
There is the law of vibration. I call it love, right? L-O-V, law of vibration. And that really is the key that then opens everything else. It's you coming into your own. I also do Ho'oponopono. You know, Ho'oponopono, to make right twice.
Okay.
Pono is being in your spirit, being right with yourself. That means the ego is out.
Right.
Means your emotion is, you can accept good, bad, the bliss, the other. Whatever it is that's coming your way, you know that this is just what it is. It's not something being done to me. It's a circumstance. There's the big emotion is out of it. The trauma is out of it, and it's happening. And what are my best resources to be able to handle it?
Right.
Yeah. And that's really when you open yourself to that level of living,
right?
That acceptance, embracing that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing the EFT and you're tapping and saying, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Right.
You're really in that space of, I deeply and completely love and accept myself, even though I have all this anger, bitterness, or whatever it is that you're dealing with in the moment. You're acknowledging it. You're allowing yourself to feel it. And you go around to the sights around the eyes and acknowledge it. And you're diffusing the emotion rather than getting it big.
Yes.
It's just like you're neutralizing it. And then you get to the end of the round and you go, okay, I was at a level 8. I'm at a 5. Maybe I can go lower. So you do it again. And then you're down to like a 2 or 3. I can live with that. And then for me, I like to, especially when someone is dealing with something, we go around and we talk about, you know, the eyes. The eyes are about vision.
Yes.
About, you know, what you see, what your perception, you know, clarity. All of these different things. So we fine hone and I help people develop their own affirmations.
Right.
It's not for me to place something on somebody. It's to help them get there, to really get their truth and be able to develop their own and customize that. And then they do that. And what's, you know, what's around the mouth, right? What is it that you really want to say?
Right.
What is it that you want to share? You know, all of these, you know, the crown. What's the light that you want to bring into your life?
Right.
You know, lymphatic is moving.
Yes.
Your lymphatic system is the only system in your body that you really have to pump. And when we're talking about mobility earlier in the tissue.
Yes.
The issues are in the tissues. It's because someone is not giving themselves mobility. And you want to do that on a regular basis because it helps flush the body. So the same way that you're flushing everything on a regular basis, you know, crying, it allows you to flush your emotion. It's a healthy thing to do. You know, all of these things that we do to get free. People talk about freedom. The ultimate freedom is within you. And it's in being right with yourself. It's being in that Pono spot. It's about, you know, being able to give yourself an enthusiastic yes or empowered no. It's choice. That's freedom. And then, you know, as you're in that space of vibration, that you're feeling good with yourself and bad at sometimes, you're going to feel bad. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's again, how much layering is on top of it. And, you know, somebody getting blocked or stuck because all of that. And it is like a, you know, like an old injury where there's a lot of scar tissue around it. It's hard to wiggle through it.
Yeah.
You give yourself that wiggle room, you know, and keep that, you know, same thing people get crazy about, especially now in the holidays. And, you know, there was always it's a time of immense stress and so forth. And, you know, New Year's resolutions coming up and all of these
kinds of
people getting in that space of, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that.
Right.
I've got to lose the 10 pounds. I got to watch, I'm going to this party. I haven't got to do anything.
Right.
What you got to do is just, you know,
take care of yourself.
I asked my, you know, right off the bat, what would you like to give yourself and what are you ready to receive?
Mm-hmm.
And rather than I got to do this, that's a, you know, there's just, I can feel it when I say it. And, you know, because I've been doing it and saying it for a while,
right.
For some people it's uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Especially women. And that's one of the biggest things that I find in the business, you know, dealing with someone high powered businesswoman, you know, they're doing, raising their family. They're in the, you know, conference, you know, all of it. And they're the last person standing.
Yes.
You know, they're giving out to everybody and then they're depleted.
Yes.
And talk about burnout and stress. And then they're still, you know, their adrenals are failing and they're still, you know, pouring out until for some people it gets, you know, I've dealt with some people who get seriously
illness definitely.
Because of all of that. And it takes a toll physically, mentally on every level, but especially physical. And then they can't do anything. And not a good place to be.
No.
So as you know, again, you know, a lot of people, you know, looking for the balance. And I started saying this when I was doing fitness training, so it was well over 10 years ago. And you know, balance, I want balance. And then, and I said, you know, if you want balance, stand on one leg. You know, and they would do it and they would laugh.
Tree pose.
But it's, yeah, exactly. Tree pose. And which is very, very valuable.
Yes.
We could go a whole nother round on just on posture and positioning and so forth. But, you know, my where I feel what really adds in is, you know, harmony. And it really is about that. It's, you know, creating peace within yourself, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, 100%. Harmonious
flow so that, you know, there's a lot of chaos out there. You know, you got your whole front line and mm-hmm. so your mind gets overactive and
it
also brings to mind. It's so funny. We're talking, I remember being with a client in a Zoom in one of our sessions. And we were talking about this and it was, I had one of those pill boxes and I put it up and it's, you know, but it is like that. It's basically like the magic number is 7.
Yes.
I used to get so much in pricing, all this kind of stuff. And so it's once those compartments fill up, that's your mind is done and it wants to keep you busy. So it's going to give you a lot of stuff. It's keep running through those things. And so, you know, when it's gone and that opens up and something else comes in. And so I think that's, you know, one of the things, the frustrating things for many people is that they feel like they dealt with something. And then it comes back again because there's layers of it. There's layers of emotion.
Yeah.
You know, I find that there's a really powerful technique called negative timeline release. And it allows somebody to just get in a space of, you know, having that empty out, you know, getting to the root of that. But when we speak about the 5 major emotions, it's anger, sadness, fear, hurt, and guilt. And so anger is at the top because it's the umbrella for everything else, right?
Right. But
there's different, that's the trickle down effect. And what I noticed is that many of my clients had a grief that they were hanging on to in some shape or form. And I think that's also a thing that adds to stress. People agree and think they 100%. Don't even know. That's like, a whole nother subject. I could come back and we can dive into that.
I would love to.
Of doing that, but it's and sadness was one of the biggest. I mean, here's people who have, you know, when if you were to, you know, what they're doing in life, you'd think, wow, they're the luckiest person on the world. They're the, you know, should be the happiest person, but there's a sadness within them, and they didn't. And imagine that too, because that's a tough position to be in, where you seem like you have it all, yet inside you don't feel that, that's a huge conflict.
That's a common problem.
That's it is very common, because and it's not anything, again, it's just a subconscious thing. It is so deep that, you know, buried under, that's why people, you know, repeat programs, why they do, because you're getting a different, and if there's one thing that I really want people to get, it's this, is, you're going to receive where you are right now with the resources that you have available to you. So for things that were very traumatic, tragic, things of that, there are steps of it, of that, to do it all at once. Some people, here and there, but it's, you get it in the piece that you're able to deal with it.
Right.
You know? And a perfect example I use myself is that my sister Lisa, beautiful soul, great spirit, special needs teacher. We were speaking about your daughter earlier, going for speech pathology, and Lisa had her master's, and she worked with severely profound children. They're the kids that are in a wheelchair, maybe with a helmet. They're really, their cognition is not there, and so forth.
Right.
And she did a lot with them. Every little thing was, you know, in advance that they were able to do something. And so, being back east, I'm sure that you had heard of the Station Nightclub fire. It's actually coming into 20 years in February.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in that fire.
Oh,
and
wow. So
that's my sister. And that was, the most devastating thing I've dealt with in my life. And so, you know, to be able to speak on this level, and speak more conversationally about it, I feel it, but I'm not as much of a hot mess about it as I was obviously right at the beginning of it, you know, having survivor guilt and severe depression and post-traumatic stress and all these things came. For people that may not be aware, it's something that affected internationally.
Definitely.
In bars and clubs and restaurants and things of that nature. There were 100 people that perished in that fire.
So sorry.
Yeah, thank you. And, and in Rhode Island, which is not even the size of Los Angeles County, I think it's something like 1,400 square miles. And a lot of beauty packed into that, but it's everybody kind of knew somebody and everybody felt it, because it was such a, you know, you're talking about a million people maybe that live there.
Yeah.
New York, where you're near, is different. So it's, there's a lot that had to get unpacked. And there were things of me, I've had this since when I was a kid. I've been dealing with adults and speaking to them, and, you know, had this knowing of things and no idea where it came from, and just kind of was like, you know, and then I got into my rebellious area, and I resisted the spirituality that I have for a long time. And through her death, I learned to embrace it more, and the things that I had gone through in my life, and when it happened, I went back east for about a month and a half and left my business, and my clients were very, very good about it and supportive at that time. And then it was time to come back to Los Angeles, you know, so you're kind of like in this vortex, like going through all of that, and so much, again, a whole another show, to get into that. But my commitment that I made to myself was just become a better person.
Yes.
And not that I was evil or.
No, I understand.
You know, any of that, but it was I didn't really know what it meant, but I can say it this almost 20 years later. I know what it means now.
Right.
And it means all the things that I'm speaking about now.
Yeah.
I would want people to, look to forgiveness. to know themselves well, to accept all the things that are in their life, the good, the bad, the ugly, to love themselves, to respect themselves, to stand in enthusiastic yeses and empowered noes. Life is too short to go to be people pleasing and stay invisible and all these other things. Like, you know, not everybody is ready to, you know, get a bullhorn and get out there, whatever, but in your own way, add to the hum of the world.
Yes.
Find the harmony within you that brings you peace.
Right.
And it could be, you know, at this time, looking at your dreidel collection, looking at your ornaments, whatever it is that fills you with that, the spirit of whatever you like to celebrate in life, whoever you like to celebrate in life, live that.
Yes. Yeah. Very good point. You know, I find that people don't realize it, but 70% of illnesses are caused by stress. So when you talk about sadness, you talk about grief, you talk about anger, you talk about, you know, people feeling pain, we think to ourselves, you know, oh, this might be something that physically happened to me, or it might be something that's genetic. Well, it might be because of the layers that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't realize, but all those layers, all those things going on throughout your life can actually cause these illnesses, these negative emotions, the pain, everything that you're going through in life could be because you haven't released those layers that may have started from the get-go, or now growing up, or it could start from a traumatic event along the way, but those layers just built up. Now, what do you suggest for people? You know, how do they start releasing those layers? You talked about the mobility. We discussed pain, and we discussed, you know, the lack of mobility and inflammation. How do people start releasing those layers? If you had years and years and years of layer upon layer, just, you know, because some people, if they don't see it, they don't believe it, but the layers do build emotionally, you know, how do you start releasing them so you could start feeling free, healthier, happier, and have that productive life that everyone is entitled to have?
Well, first off, I would say, Stacey, is listen. Listen to what your heart is feeling,
mm-hmm.
and to what your body is saying, what both are saying. And the first is awareness.
Yes.
It goes with anything. You hear it from, you know, everything that happens. It could be 12-step or whatever you're dealing with in your life. That is the thing, right? Is awareness of going,
yes,
okay, I'm feeling something. I don't really know what it is.
Yes.
It's why writing is so powerful. And I do a lot of that with clients. And mm-hmm. I have this great method I developed, the 1174. And it really allows people to like get in. It's like that checklist. It's like, you know, I was speaking about earlier, clients like, you know, filling out a form and going, you know, I forgot to mention my accident because I forgot about it. So it's like bringing those things to the surface and just being in retrospect. What I love about what we're doing right now, and kudos to you for your show and congratulations.
Thank you.
Because you're putting something out that anybody can listen to. In the same way that you've been nodding and I've been nodding and I've been listening in accordance with what you're saying, there's an alignment. And I'm like, yeah, you know, and we're having a great conversation. This is it. There's so much information out there.
Yes.
To get what feels in alignment, like listen to something that makes you feel, mm-hmm. and it's okay to feel. And I think that's one of the biggest things. It's okay to feel, and it's okay to receive, is being in that space. Because when somebody has experienced a lot of trauma and a lot of it, it's not okay to feel.
There's
so many levels of that. So it's being in that of like hearing something and going, and just notice that you're nodding or going, mm-hmm, or mm-mm, or and shaking your head no. Like pay attention to that.
Yeah.
About when you go shopping, like smell something. like get in tune with your
right. Senses.
That's like one of the biggest things. And that's what, you know, the practice when you get into hypnotherapy, NLP and stuff like that, it's, you know, allowing your senses.
Yes. And,
you know, acting. When I was, you know, we do these trigger exercises, we do emotional recall. It's going through and being in that a safe space.
Yeah.
So give yourself that space wherever it is. It could be in going in and sitting in a church. It could be, you know, sitting in your favorite nook. It could be going to the beach. It could be walking in the woods. It could be, you know, walking your dog. It could be playing with your kids. Whatever it is that brings you that inner space of okay.
Right.
Find your inner spaces of okay.
Yeah.
And respect them and nurture them. And have that go-to that when you need, and the other thing of the other side of it, when somebody has experienced a lot of this, is there's a lot of shutdown.
Oh, you know, definitely.
Procrastination is a shutdown. Clutter is a shutdown. Overeating is a shutdown. You know, there's so many different forms of it. And people, you know, I've got clients, again, very high powered people, stack of papers. I know I need to do all this stuff, but I can't get into action.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
You know,
I can't tell you how many business people I know that I've worked with that have that problem.
Yep. Noticing that there is something going on. That's the first step. That is you. And then, you know, what do your resources allow? So your resources must be, I'll share this. When I lost my sister was when I had, you know, just prior to that, I had started coaching, you know, I had started in school, coaching. Right. And I went on every call, like whatever, like, you mm-hmm. know, I just sat in on coaching calls.
Right.
I needed that positive energy.
Yes.
So the thing is, you know, there's, you know, we have YouTube that mm-hmm. is, we have Spotify,
right?
iTunes, whatever your thing is, you know, we've got Stacy doing her show. Listen to some of her episodes and see, you know, she categorizes them. What is it that you're dealing with? Start listening, start paying attention,
right?
Start receiving, start lifting your vibration because yes. It does begin with you.
It does.
If your medical allows you to go and speak to or hopefully now there's more Zoom stuff that you don't have to physically go somewhere because it's time consuming.
Yes. That
people don't always have time.
Right.
You know, speak with somebody, whether it be a, you know, a church group, your pastor, a counselor, a therapist, a coach, whoever it is, you have that availability, start that dialogue.
Right.
The inner dialogue is screaming and yes. you get the signs, you know.
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today at Lucky Land.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's why, you know, it'll knock at first and mm-hmm. then it's going to erupt. And you know
definitely.
When it's happening, again, people are so used to pushing it back down.
Yes.
They do it. Now is the time for you to, you know, gradually let it out.
Right.
And give yourself the voice that has been missing in your life.
Yes.
And really, really step in and live fully and be in acceptance of yourself, whatever it is that you may have been through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that acknowledgement
yes.
of being able, acknowledging yourself, respecting yourself enough to get to that space and go, this was, because it's not about you. It's the circumstance that you were in.
Yes.
And when, especially, you know, we spoke about early, because much of it happens early on in life, and somebody not respecting you, and they're wounded and coming and inflicting something on you.
Mm-hmm.
And being someone who doesn't feel that they're, you know, have as much power at an earlier age, 5, 6, 7, younger, whatever, up to 10, you know, it's, when you're younger, you're looking to your adults as a role model, and there's not always a good role model.
Right.
So, you know, like, take that into account. And that's right. Where forgiveness comes in. And forgiveness is not about saying, hey, it was okay for you to do such and such to me. Forgiveness is for you.
Exactly.
It is for you to release yourself from that situation.
100%.
With you, if anybody's heard the whole Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. I love you, thank you.
Yes.
Is the most common 4 phrases. So when I do this collectively, I do it individually, and I will offer to anybody that wants to do a guided meditation with me. Contact me. I do, I do them gratis here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So be in touch, and I'll see what I can work out with you. And for someone who's in a coaching session, we sit down and we say, what am I sorry about?
Right.
What am I sorry about that I may have done to somebody? What am I sorry that somebody did to me?
Right.
What do I want? Who do I want to forgive? Mm-hmm. What do I want to forgive myself for? What have I done in my life that I want to forgive?
Yes.
Like, into it.
Oh, yeah.
That is, you know, and when you start, again, those layers of just addressing something like that, it brings it brings you back up.
Oh, it definitely
that
does.
Is your connection to yourself.
Yes.
That whatever you've been, you know, has been so tight in here.
Yes.
It starts to open. And then it starts to expand. That's freedom. That when somebody says they have peace of mind,
yeah,
have free, that's the ultimate freedom.
I got to tell you, great.
I've dealt with millionaires. I've been in, you know, billionaire homes.
Right. So
very unhappy people.
Yeah.
So, you know, having a lot of money, having a lot of things doesn't mean anything. Yourself.
No.
So, know that. So it's beginning in that. It's the acceptance of yourself and getting into that. And that forgiveness is for you. It doesn't condone what somebody did to you.
Right.
Or that you did to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair. And we do that.
Yes.
It doesn't be anything like, you know, like horrific. But there's grudges. People, who, you know, I get it all the time in families. Oh, I don't get along with my sister. This happened and whatever. And it's like, trust me, from someone who has been through in the family and falling and losing, you know, 3 members of my family in a short period of time.
Yeah.
That is immense sadness that I had.
Oh, you
know,
yeah.
Getting into the place of, you know, how do I be?
Yes.
You know, things of that nature. But, and when you don't have the opportunity to like pick up the phone and speak to somebody or send them a birthday card. That's big stuff.
Yeah, it is big stuff.
And it's just wasted energy to keep carrying grudge, because the thing it's doing is causing dis-ease to you.
Yes.
It's brought up several times, stress and what it's doing to you on the inside of your body. All of these things literally, as they say, eat away at you.
Right.
This is, you know, and it's true.
It's
just what happens. And it then opens the door for more things to, you know,
right,
come up. Everybody has potential for different things. Again, in the COVID thing, we saw so many things triggered.
Yes.
There came something that lowered the defenses and it triggered something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've got, most of us have the same amount of, you know, muscles and bones and so forth. And, you know, we're all different on different levels. And then there's people with disabilities and so forth. But, you know, you get the picture of it, you know, everything is connected. And so is that, you've got this vehicle that you're living in, and take care of it, and mostly take care of you and nurture yourself. And you are deserving to have that, no matter how someone has treated you. you know, you're definitely worth it to be able to step forward and to start. I think there comes a certain point where there's a readiness, mm-hmm. and people know it. They may ignore it, but they know it. And so in some shape or form, get support, whatever that looks like to you, whatever your resources allow for you, whatever your comfortability allows for you right now, but get support, be supported.
Right.
And the best, one of the best things I did was, you know, at the time was for me coaching, a little bit of therapy, but it wasn't, the coaching was really, really powerful for me. It just gave me something different. Other people found it different. And my friends and my sister's friends were wonderful. Mm-hmm. But then I realized, you know, it doesn't, like, I appreciate that they're here for me and it was great, you know, East Coast, West Coast, because it was kind of like, there was always somebody available, but after a while you're kind of like, you know, it needs to be somewhere else.
And yes.
And now it's me to, you know, go through and do what I need to do and have some structure to it and have some accountability and have some, a safe space and have, you know, like all the things that we provide, right? And that I provide for my clients, giving them that room to be able to, you know, really feel,
yes,
to really speak,
mm-hmm.
To acknowledge, and leave it on the table.
100%.
You know, everybody's waiting to get invited to the table. You know, bring the table.
Yes.
Be the table. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's more and more. And the other thing that we've noticed, you know, is businesses change and the structures of businesses have changed and every system is changing. Healthcare is changing, government is changing, all these type of things. And we're going more towards self-leadership. And you really need to know where you stand.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, for me, is a life skill to be able to have to, like, you know, it's great to be in a group. It's great to be in a family. But there is also for you as an individual to really, really stand in yourself.
100%. 100%. And I think there are a lot of people that constantly try to please the others, you know, that are close to them, their family, or the people around them. And the problem is that they're not getting the self-gratification. They are draining themselves because they, like you said, they need to do what's best for them, what makes them feel grounded, what makes them happy. You know, they need to focus more on what they need. And, you know, I think that that's, you know, something that a lot of people have to really realize is that stop trying to please others all the time. It's great to help others, but there is a point when you have to say, what do I need? What does my body need? What's going to fulfill me and make me the person that I want to be? What's going to make me happy? What's going to bring that ideal self to reality?
Absolutely. 100%, Stacey. And again, it is good too, especially if you're in team at your work, in your family, but there's also, the harmony aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I will use the word imbalance of that, where you see, you know, people overgive for a reason. And it's also learning to rein that in a little bit.
Right.
And give where is appropriate. And when you really come into yourself, that is something that, and what happens in, you know, as you're speaking, depleting yourself, filling your cup so it's overflowing.
Exactly. So
that space that you're coming from, not a half empty kind of place. Mm-hmm. And you actually get more done.
Yes.
You have more clarity and your energy goes towards whom really is, is going to welcome it and who you want to receive it. And, shifting family dynamics can be challenging. Mm-hmm. I've been in that space with clients and it does, you know, it takes some finesse. Again, it's about getting clear on what, you know, is good for you.
Yes.
Because then in turn, what is good for you then becomes good for everybody else in your life.
100%.
You know, and especially in a family unit.
Yes.
However, you know, you got to bring other people into the fold, because it's like, you know, When someone is, you know, you're all together and doing the same thing, and then someone starts to step back, and then they're out here and they're still here doing this, you know, there's incongruency there and there's imbalance there. So it's like, you know, how do we all
work as a unit
from here and start going out together? And you may get, like, you know, varying degrees of that, but that's again a whole another subject in that. But there's, you know, it does start with you. Everything starts with you. And, you know, these things, and I can, you know, probably some people are like, you know, whatever, because I did that for a long time. You know, I hear these things, there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's, you know, and I'd be like, you know, whatever. And when you're in the worst of things, it's like the last thing that you want to hear, you know, it's like,
oh, of course,
you know, you know,
you get frustrated. It's like, angry, please,
you're frustrated. You're, you know, you're bitter, you're, you know, whatever it is that you're dealing with. How, you know, whatever level of grief you're in, or emotion, or you know, acknowledgement, or, you know, subconscious, whatever it is, whatever your place is, you're receiving it differently.
Oh, 100%.
Until you get to a point of where you do have more awareness, and you've done a certain amount of healing and all of that, you're in a space. And, you know, I think that was, you know, I know it was the case for me, especially when I'm like, yeah, right, you know, and I talk to angels, yeah, okay, go have at it, you know, like, you know, and there was, and I get it. So I get where people are like, you know, the woo stuff and
yeah,
you know, all of that kind of thing. But there's some of these concepts that are very, very simplistic, and you know, it really just depends on, you know, beliefs is a big thing. And, you know, in the structures that you have in your own life and so forth. So it's, you know, for me, on a professional level, and even on a personal level, I welcome people in alignment best with people who are on the journey of, you know, deepening their knowing
and
of themselves and of, you know, life in general.
Yeah.
They then can apply to their health, to their spirituality, to their family, to their business, career, their finances, their social, you know, all of it. That is their way of life by design, of, you know, like, okay, I get with this, what can I use that helps me? Here's the trial and error of this, and here's the lesson to go forward with. And, you know, and here's the places that I go to for myself to reset, to replenish myself, to nourish myself, to just have a little healthy shutdown, whatever it may be. And knowing these different go-tos and giving that to yourself.
Yes.
And then, and that's, those are, you know, just key steps of really taking that step back. And it doesn't happen all at once.
No.
You know, some people can do a deep immersion. Some people will go on a weekend. Some people want to work, you know, for a full day VIP with me and get into as much stuff as they can. And like, okay, give them time to integrate and then come back and do it again. Some people need, you know, like a few weeks. Some people need 3 months. Some people need 6 months. So it really is dependent on, you know, what's going on in your life.
Yes.
Time you have for it, what the bandwidth is, what you're dealing with, and all that kind of thing. In a business sense, people usually want things, you know, a little bit quicker.
Yes.
And some people, especially women, and when you are getting to that level of learning to receive and really, really getting in touch with your emotions, you do want to take your time with it. And I want to take their time with it.
Yes.
To really have that exploration and go like, yeah, this is what it really feels like to feel good.
And
love myself, right?
Yeah. Oh, you have to. Yeah.
You know, you're your first romance.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You carry that, you know, that level of love that you have for other people, for yourself, then, you know, going out just in a very, very general way to humanity, you know, I call it adding to the hum of the world. It is. That is your vibration that is keep lifting. And what a beautiful place to lift from, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And loving again, you know, knowing it's not my fault. I can accept this. I can embrace this and make a decision about who and how you want to be going from that.
I know I've practiced a lot of the exercises that you mentioned, especially about forgiveness. You know, I went through traumatic events in my life, and, you know, it wasn't that I forgave the person. I forgave, it was understanding why the person did it, and then learning to forgive that person, but not looking for that person to say it to me, but me personally forgiving that person for their actions and forgiving that person for what they've done. And it was like a moment of when it didn't happen all at once. It was several exercises I did over and over again. And then all of a sudden it was like a boulder was released from me, from my shoulders. And it was a freeing moment that actually made me move to a higher level in life. And I was able to move forward because I got to the point where I understood why the person did what they did. Not that it was right, but, you know, sometimes you have to look at them from a perspective. Why did they behave, or why did they say, or why did they do the things they did? And it's not that, you know, you're not looking for forgiveness from them, but you're forgiving them. And you're moving on, and you're not going to let it hold you back. Mm-hmm. And when you can get to that point, it frees you because it really pulls you down. If you don't let go and forgive others, it will hold on to you like a leech, and that leech will pull you down to the ground, whether you realize it or not. You'll wake up with that pain that we were discussing. You'll wake up with that anger. You'll wake up with that stress, and it will just emotionally get to you so badly that it will affect you physically. And people have to realize that. And they have to really, like you said, connect with their inner self. They have to learn how to understand what the body is telling them. Their body might say to them in a way, give them signals that it's time to let go, you know, but I have worked with so many people that are so cynical, and they don't understand the concept of connecting with their inner self. They think if it's not in the box and they can't see it, then it doesn't exist. But our body is always sending us messages. So what do you tell people that are cynical and don't understand about connecting with their sixth sense, connecting with what their body's telling them, the messages? You know, how do you get the people to understand that it's not just what you see around you, it's what's inside of you? And that's the most important thing, because it's inside of you. They're the ones directing you into the right pathway. Did I stump you?
First of all, I want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
On your level of freedom and that you gave to yourself, you know, again, you know, several times doing it. And again, why we repeat programs, because it's so much there.
Yes.
You have to, you know, let it go gradually.
You do.
And for some people, for many people, that's the best way, is to gradually have those, many call them releases and shifts and things of that nature. But good for you for doing that and hanging in there.
Yeah.
And it's not work. Really, really look at it as what I had mentioned earlier. What do you want to give yourself at this point in your life?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you've got years of dealing with this and had all this angst and everything that goes along with it, shame and guilt and anger and bitterness and frustration and all of that, is that really how you want to go forward?
Right.
You got to ask yourself that really truthfully, right? Yeah. If the answer is no, start getting this, and then, you know, what do you welcome in your life? Mm-hmm. And you know deep, because everybody has that vision, you know?
Right.
That dream of how they want to be living their life, but they're not doing it.
Right.
Let that dream pop open. First, I had to be very honest of that person that is very, very cynical is not someone that I come into contact often, or someone that I would welcome at a, you know,
because they're not ready. No matter what you do, it probably won't be beneficial, correct?
It's not the alignment that is right for me.
Right.
To speak to it generally, and to have to convince somebody and the the pulling.
I agree.
That whole kind of thing is that it's okay.
Yeah.
They're cynical and it's okay that they want to stay in that space for them.
Right.
That's their choice.
That's their choice. Correct.
To be in that. Much like there's, you know, and on the flip side, there's, you know, like I'm can really say I'm fantastic at what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other things that if you put me like, you know, to do accounting or, you know, some other things that, I mean, I'm good at math and whatever. I just don't have the interest. I don't have the bandwidth for it. Or there's things that I look at that I just would not want to do.
Right.
And at this stage of the game, I really want to honor what is, you know, what keeps me that, again, that harmony and what's a natural fit, what feels good to me.
Right.
Where am I going to excel and serve the best?
Right.
That's the best place for me. You know, I don't know that I have a good answer for that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's hard. You know, sometimes as a caring person, I think it's hard because we want to see them improve. But I've come to that conclusion too. Like you said, you don't really, you know, bring clients in like that because it's if you can, they have to want to be helped in order to be helped.
Yeah. If and it's kicking and screaming at this point, there's no, maybe, you know, years back, I would have, you know, rose to the challenge and,
right.
You know, because there would be, you know, on any level, but I don't, you know, agree to disagree when somebody is so vehement, you know, like gonna just to keep at it and get, you know, go down that rabbit hole is of no interest to me.
Yeah.
When we're looking at like, you know, like when I was doing fitness, like, okay, well, you don't like this. Well, then we could do Pilates. If you don't like this,
right.
We could do plyometrics. If you don't like weights, we can do this. If you don't, you know, I was a cross trainer. I love to play.
Yeah.
You know, all of that, did a lot of hiking with clients, would do aquatic workouts. Like,
yeah.
And I learned everything. I did the workshops that.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
You know, I had the certifications, and I wanted to keep expanding and learning more. So as I learned more, and it's the same as what I do now, you know, of learning more and keep expanding, is so that I can offer something. And
right.
I know what I offer and what I do best and what I don't. Guess what? I know a lot of people. My resources are as valuable.
Right. You
know, I want to know what you do.
Right.
So not everybody's for me.
Right.
Maybe there is somebody out there who is great at dealing with people who are, you know, have that cynical look and, you know, need the convincing and rise to that occasion. And if I can put that in front of the, so I'd say that would be my answer.
Right.
Or to come across somebody like that, I would do my best to find the resource that helped them move forward.
Yes, I think it's difficult.
If somebody even approaches the subject and they have that level of cynicism, but they're still in the conversation, guess what? There is an open door.
There is an open door, yes.
It's a matter of like, who's the best person to help them, you know, open the door wider.
Exactly.
And, you know, it could be me to a certain level that at some point comes in and then else that, you know, is really going to push it open for them.
Yeah.
So if this conversation that we're having now just opens somebody up a little bit to explore, then I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
That's what I love about, you know, I did a series, I've done summits, I've done podcast earlier. You know, I've done videos and, you know, was sponsored on Roku for a while, mm-hmm. you know, and did interviews, a lot of interviewing. And for me, that's like the ultimate give back, because somebody can, you know, take their time. And when you resonate with something, find yes. the things that you resonate with,
mm-hmm.
you know, within yourself first, like I was talking yes. about earlier, finding that space and, you know, what turns you on and what turns you off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Know these things, like they're right. good things to know.
Yeah.
Because am I going to waste my time listening
right.
to something that for whatever reason, I immediately, you know, I'm switching the channel or that's a good thing. It's fine. Fine. Tune in. Find the station. WYOU. Feel it. Like really, really feel it. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah. And you know that by going, oh yeah. Or nodding your head and like, oh yeah. Like, oh yeah. What they said. And, you know, and yeah. And, you know, either something physical or vocal that you're doing that is, and follow that.
Exactly. You know? Yes. Like
that, you know, that's being, you know, in the pono spot, that's being correct with yourself. That's like honoring yourself is like, okay, more of that. And again, the same of like, I do not agree. I don't want to listen to that. Go to the next right. state. Go to the next.
Exactly.
Audience. Go to the next. What's right. next? Not what's happening to me, what's next.
100%.
Keep asking what's next. Because if what's in front of you is not doing it, what's next? What will? Mm-hmm. What will do it for you?
Right. I agree.
And then you also get to a point where, you know, rather than setting goals, you're designing outcomes for yourself and molding, you know, designing your life of how you want it to be. And when you get to a certain point, it's like, you know, play tennis or piano or, you know, whatever it is you're doing, is that like, okay, I've mastered that. What's next?
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like, so I was like at a level one and now I'm a level five.
Right.
And my level five becomes the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can go to a new five.
Right.
That's what it's about.
And you know? I think our inner instincts also tells us that too. You know,
yeah.
You wake up one morning and it's like, all right, you've completed your mission. Go to the next level, you know,
exactly.
And then you just have to go with what your body, what your mind, your heart, what your inner instincts is telling you, because, mm-hmm. you know, and if you do, you'll realize don't hinder on the same thing. If when your body is giving you signals or it's telling you you're ready, go to the next level, you listen and you go.
Yep. So now is the perfect time of, you know, 2023 is coming up. We've all been through enough for the past few years.
Yes.
And many of us for a lifetime, right?
Yes.
What of that? So for your mantra, I'll share with you for 2023, what's next?
Yes.
What's next? And be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, that's part of, you know, I'm good at strategy. It's what I do with business clients. You know, we're looking at, you know, what's my strategy? Even bringing in a daily practice.
Right.
How does it complement my work, my family life, my personal life? Like, where does it fit in? What's the strategy? How my setting my calendar, helping somebody set their calendar is a strategy.
Oh,
what's
100%.
The time allotment that I'm giving to all these different things. That's,
yes.
You know, it's a very real thing. And when you start doing that and then following it,
mm-hmm.
honoring it, this is a time I've set aside for this.
Right.
And my next available spot is this.
Right.
And one big time thing that I spend a lot of time with people, boundaries.
Yes.
It's crazy how, you know, but sounds simple, but again, the people pleasing, you know, all these kind of things, the dynamics that go on, it's just setting boundaries and it's not anything bad.
No.
It's a very good thing because it's good for you and it's good for everybody else. If I come and I say, okay, this is what my availability is, and I'm going to honor it, that, you know, that's good. You're setting a precedent.
Yes.
For that. And how you value yourself and your
100%.
Time and yes. all the rest of your resources. So that's when I talk about, like, you know, these opportunities, you know, what do I value? Like really getting into those pockets of what yeah. do I value? And then you can be able to say, you know, what's next? These things are not taking things personal. You know, we can go through like the, you know, the four agreements and all these kind of things that people have, you know, look to what speaks to you.
Yes.
Again, information, just give yourself the time to find your alignment.
Yes.
And what you feel good abiding by.
Right.
It could be one thing. It could be many things.
Yes.
Everybody's, I see your list of your books there. For many people, that shelf help, you know?
Yeah.
They've got the products. They've got the, even you know, our sponsor, right? With mm-hmm. With the Resync is that, you know, okay, I'm all gung ho. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it every day. And then they do it for, you know, a day. Some people will buy it and it'll just sit on the shelf. Some mm-hmm. people do it a couple of times, goes on the shelf. Some people will go through the whole package.
Right.
And do it. And that goes with, you know, with everything. It goes with the books. It's like, whatever. It's like, you know, how do you fill your cup?
Right.
And what is it that works for you? And if anything, there's always one thing that you can do. As they say, you know, something is better than nothing.
Yes.
If I say, I don't have time and I don't, if I stand up and I march in place for 1 minute, 60 seconds, I count to 60. Is that better than just continuing to sit here and say, I don't have time for it?
Right.
So you do what you're able at in this moment. That's part of, you know, designing an outcome. We figure out, yes, what is the outcome, and then we backstep it.
Yes.
Where do I need to be, like, right before that happens, a week and so forth? And what's the action I'm taking today to step into all of that?
Right. Exactly.
And it could be as simple as standing up and marching in place for 60 seconds.
Exactly. 100%. That's a great input. I like that.
So, you know, I want to meet people where they are, not reinvent the wheel or deal with somebody who is kicking and screaming so much.
Right.
You know, but giving them something that, okay, tell me, I'll listen. I'm a good mm-hmm. listener. And this is where we start. That one right. thing. And do that one thing, and then we'll add on.
I like that. I like that a lot. Now, if you had to tell our listeners, you know, maybe give them three tips or a couple tips, uh-huh. what would you think is most valuable from our discussion today that you really think listeners should take in and absorb that would help them with their daily lives?
Gosh, this has been, first of all, I want to say thank you, Stacey, so
much. Oh, you're welcome.
It's a good conversation, and I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
Really enjoyed our time together to speak about it. I would say number one is look at, you know, like harmony, you know, what turns you on?
Right.
Find the harmony mm-hmm. in your life and know what those things are.
Right.
So when things get crazy and they start, you can do, and again, if it's that one thing, if
yeah.
I, like, you know, stare at, you know, a cat video on YouTube for, you know, 3 minutes, and that's what gets me, you know, relaxes me, and have at it.
Yes.
You know, like, and know what your go-tos are for that. That way you start to, you know, you're recognizing what your stress triggers are.
Right.
Finding a way to work with it.
Yes.
Because there's certain things that are not going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I best put myself in that situation?
Right.
I want to respond to it rather than reacting.
Yes. So
find that pocket where you know that you're connected. You're in, and second, be connected. Know how to connect. You know, what is the mind and the body? And just to play with it.
Yes.
And do this as a simple exercise. Rather than say yes, just nod or just mm-hmm. And do that an hour at work. Or just take things in and don't respond verbally. Let your body do the talking and mm-hmm. get used to what that feels like and start right. noticing it. And third, know that you're okay and you can take your next steps without fear or hesitation or resistance.
Right.
There's the, when there's that willingness and maybe when you've had enough.
Right.
Of being in that space to listen to your body, to listen to your knowing that there's more. And you're willing to take a step towards it.
I love it.
Ask what's next.
Yes, I love that. I love that so much. Now tell everybody a little about your website and all the different things you have on your website and what you offer to people.
I really use my LinkedIn.
Okay.
And I use my website full and it's a good point. My website is pauladandrea.com, all one, Pauladandrea.com. If you go, you'll find a couple of things there. Most importantly, how to contact me. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing.
Right.
Get the ball rolling. Right.
I like that. And
reach out to me, whether it be for, you know, just to explore if you wanted to do a Ho'oponopono. If you send me an email or text, I can send you a link. This is how you get my time for that. If you have a JV opportunity, you're exploring maybe a consult or sessions or something like that, contact me and let's get that ball rolling. And I'm actually in the process of revamping it a little bit. So I know that. And I'm on social media. I'm a firm believer in I feel like right now I'm doing like a little thing on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm also there. You'll see all my links to my mm-hmm. social media and everything. Go with what works for you.
Right.
I love Instagram. I love pictures. I like
yes.
art.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm profiling my ornaments. But here's the thing, but I'm connecting. I'm sharing with you a little bit about maybe where it came from, maybe a story that's associated with it.
Yes.
Just something about me. And to me, that's
very special.
That's a lot. It's like, you know, like
people bond with you when you do things like that. They yeah, like that.
Yeah. When you maybe we listen to, you know, the same music or like that, I think is really like get to know somebody.
Yeah.
When you're like cruising through, scrolling through on social media, you really something feel it and people just put a like on it. Start that. That is such a powerful thing for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Start voicing what you are in alignment with, what you feel a resonance with. That is so powerful.
It is very powerful.
It doesn't matter what it is, what makes you smile or yes. even disagree. Put a comment in a nice way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. You're entitled for that. So start using your voice.
Yes. Really
become an authority of yourself and find again what turns you on and what turns you off.
You might even figure out things about yourself that you didn't even realize. You might actually figure out, wow, I am not just a blah, 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 blah. I'm this and that. And there's other things that make up me as a whole. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of come, sometimes a light bulb goes off and you realize things about yourself that you never even realized before.
Mm-hmm. And that's so valuable. Because thanks for bringing that up, Stacey. That's exactly what it's about. And in this day and age, I know sometimes we can be overwhelmed. Like that's a source of stress. But you can go back and forth, but the things that really when I laugh out loud at something or I'm pretty
yeah.
Hard to disguise how I'm feeling, put it that way. And I try to be graceful about things, but you know, I have go by what I feel. But when I do the same, you know, I want to be supportive of somebody if they, you know, you're finding really I find it a great thing because it does. It tells you exactly what you just said. It tells you about yourself. It connects you with what you really value
mm-hmm.
and what you believe.
Yes.
You can just make that simple connection on those levels. Mm-hmm. Guess what? When you sit down and really honor what you value.
Yes.
And bring that to every situation that you're in.
I think it makes you a very powerful person. It makes you more confident because you're figuring out who you are. People go through life and they don't, you know, they could be in their mid 30s and 40s and going into their 50s and they still don't know who they are, what their passion is, what their purpose is. But by doing these little exercises, by connecting with ourselves, you actually could figure out all these things and it could be very powerful.
Yeah. And the connection, you hit it right on the head. The connection is part of it, because not everybody has like the same or passion or knows the purpose and whatever. It's really, it's like taking action for yourself, honoring who you are.
Yeah.
I like that. Put a like on it. I don't like it. I give it a thumbs down.
Right.
And not coming from anywhere but truth.
Yes. 100%.
And trusting yourself and standing for your yes again, and an enthusiastic yes or an empowered no.
Yes.
Different than just yes and no.
And I think people appreciate when you open yourselves up and you share something special with them. It brings them closer to you, whether they know you or not. And that bond is there. And then that audience trusts you and they come on and then they see more and more things that you're putting on. And one of those things actually might be something that really is an eye opener for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. You gravitate towards what, you know it in the music you listen to, what you watch, what you read, who you're with. Do more of that. Live life fully and be in congruence. Let the other things come in, because when somebody is a dip or cynical or whatever, it allows you to be like, yes or no.
Yes.
Right. And definitely. It serves a purpose. So, doing that and then bringing more into your life of what really turns you on and allows you to live in that space of fullness.
Right.
This is life mastery, right?
Oh, 100%.
Like all of a sudden we get to a certain point and then we stop, Picasso practicing brushstrokes at, 80 plus years old.
Yes.
It's just really that connection is such a strong word.
Yes.
And the connection that you give yourself then allows for everything else. When you know, and then knowing what you value and believe in, you prioritize what you value.
Yes, you do.
It's one of the biggest things, again, with my client, going through the whole thing. And it's what allows you to set your schedule and give your time to.
Yes.
Give your money to.
100%.
It takes a lot off your plate.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to live stress-free.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's not a big deal. It's not this hemming and hawing and, my gas is on my foot's on the gas sometimes and I brake hard and, the back and forth. Again, harmony. Mm-hmm. There's a flow. There's trust of yourself. There's love of yourself. There's
right.
In yourself. There's peace. That's it.
100%. I love it. I love it. It's great. I just want to thank you for coming on the show. Now, before you go, do you have any content or programs that you offer that people can find useful? Do you have a blog or anything?
I do. Again, my biggest thing is stay tuned with my website. I do have a blog, but I'm also doing a new series of videos. So
nice.
Instagram, yeah. Around this type of thing, like this, like really quick snippets, just getting people into that pocket of being like, okay, like I'm okay with myself. I'm okay with being okay with myself.
Right. Yes.
Like really it sounds really simplistic, but everybody has made it hard.
Right.
And there's circumstances that come up. So, yes, please go to pauladandrea.com and, link out to your favorite social media.
Okay.
Mostly what I'm using right now, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. We'll be doing a little bit more, refeeding my content on YouTube.
Great.
And TikTok and that. And again, I do find time to do my guided meditation on using the Ho'oponopono is about 15 minutes or so.
Right.
And I do at least one a week with somebody just to give back and to add, to help somebody move forward a little bit.
Right.
Those are my best pockets. Thank you for asking. And then again, for someone who is like really looking to explore, am I ready to, go for my true north?
Excellent. I love it.
I'm your lighthouse and I'm bringing the table.
I love it. And you definitely can bring a lot to any individual. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You provided us with so much valuable information. And I think anyone who listens to this show is going to get a lot of benefits from it, because you've tapped into a lot of things that everybody experiences at some point in their life. And you've given them a lot of great exercises and ideas on how to overcome a lot of these things. So thank you so much, Paula. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you,
Stacey. And I would say that we did, because first of all, you have this great show. You know, you created the space for us. You brought the table for us today. And I sat down with you, and just your energy alone, which is, beautiful energy. So thank you. So gracious and having me. I really, really enjoyed spending time with you and with your listeners.
Thank you so much. And same here. I hope to see you back on the show so we could talk some more about a lot of other things that we had mentioned briefly. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
A musician with technical knowledge can play all the right notes, but one who cares enough to play from the heart gives music soul. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist. Leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.